পাকা পাকা কাজ, এখানে সবাই বক বক করবার। ওর সঙ্গে আমার কথা হয়েছে, more louder please.
Namaste sir, this is a great honor that we have invited the dear most friend of my spiritual master, Father the dear most friend to the one in London has spoken in the hall that my Srila Prabhupada came to speak in. This was his favorite poem. And a very similar thing happened when he came to speak here for the first time. And Vyasa-san fell to a wife.
What is it?
And we erected a table.
And so many devotees were there? Audience?
Not as many, but there were some. And we erected a table for Srila Prabhupada to sit on, and he rejected the table and sat on the floor.
Because he was Bhakti Vedanta and myself also Bhakti Vedanta. Same line.
Very good.
I wanted to know.
Unfortunately, I was a very new devotee, and everything was in great, I was in great awe of my spiritual master, and I was always concentrating to look at the path rather than take in what he was actually saying. So I do remember he lectured on the easy journey to other planets and the nectar of instruction, and there was a course of lectures throughout the summer in July and the spring, and he loved coming here, even though sometimes there was only, on one particular occasion, there was only one or two people in the audience, and we were extremely embarrassed. And we remember saying, you know, we were very sorry that there was nobody there. And he said, oh, nobody there? Did you not see Narada Muni, Lord Brahma? They were all here.
Very good.
যে নারদ মুনি লর্ড ব্রহ্মা সমস্ত গুরু সকলে এখানে গুরু পরম্পরা আছে।
And this particular auditorium has one of the nicest acoustics in London. I didn't know that. I was wondering why when Srila Prabhupada sang, it sounded like there were 100 of Srila Prabhupada's. And it is a great honor that we have been invited today to speak in London. For the first time, Bhaktivinoda Srila Bhaktivinoda Narayana Maharaj to a place that was very dear to Srila Prabhupada. He loved coming here, and it was his first place that he spoke in London to an audience. And it is very fitting that all these years later, nobody has used this form since, as the sadhu, since. And our Swamiji, our spiritual master has left, and now his famous friend has come. And I'd like to take this opportunity from all of us to thank you. I know how difficult it has been for Ashton and I, Maharaj Gurudev, to come here today at the end of the tour. And I know that Srila Prabhupada is with us tonight. And I know he's in great jubilation because he's made him sit on the floor. And But more than that, people like myself who became very dry because we never had the sadhusang that we needed since my spiritual master had left. But the jubilation is that we are now getting it due to the mercy of our Srila Gurudev. And this is where it all lies. And this preaching, as it started in London, in England, here in this hall, it is now wonderful that our Srila Gurudev is coming and taking us deeper and deeper and resurrecting our lives and watering our bhakti kripa and taking especially Prabhupada's disciples to his lotus feet and offering, purifying our hearts and making them very soft and offering them back to his lotus feet. Thank you.
What she told you should explain. What she told, I could not understand all, so you should clear. In brief. You can come at once.
So, Srila Gurudev has asked me to re-explain the words of Ashta Sati Devi. She said that our Srila Prabhupada, Nityananda Vishwa Vishnupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, came to London so many years ago, I believe it was 1970, and he himself, because there was no Vyasasana, also sat on the floor, and he spoke many wonderful... He spoke many wonderful subjects of Krishna consciousness from Bhagavad Gita and other Shastras. However, since our Srila Prabhupada left or apparently left this world, our bhakti creepers had dried up from not having the water of sadhu sangha and pure harikatha. So now our Srila Prabhupada has sent his very best friend, Om Vishnupada Asodhara Sadhashri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosani Maharaj, to continue what he would have wanted to say to us at this time and to water our bhakti creepers and give us new life in Krishna consciousness.
Very good, very good. I have also heard that one person in that audience told that I am God. And then what he replied, anyone knows?
Buddha.
Eh? Who is witness? Do you know why he told? Oh, what he told? You are not God, you are dog. No? Why he told? Really, those who think that we are God, they are opposite to that D-O-G, dog, G-O-D, God, and I'm the same.
Just opposite.
Just opposite. Once in Mathura, a person like that, myself is God, came to me, and I became, he told that I am God. I became very happy and told that, oh, I am very, my life is successful that I am seeing face to face God. But I know that one God was Krishna who lifted in his, this
Pinky.
Pinky. Oh, Govardhan Giriraj. And he jumped in the ocean of poison where fire was burning so much. So I also want to test that, oh, Brahmachari, oh, bring some
burning sticks
from kitchen room and I will give it in his mouth. And see that he should not run away from here. So guard him and you should lock the door. And the door was locked and at once they brought, oh, so
thick
burning on, they were burning. And he saw them and he began to tremble. Ajay, are you God? Then he was thinking, what should I tell? So they are like this. They think that we are God. But really they are not God. Buddha's Prabhu should tell two words. I want to hear, because he is very senior. That Prabhu tells that he was witness in that. So he may come and he, or from there he can tell something. If he wants to tell something.
I used to be pretty good at improvisational speaking, but in comparison to Gurudev and all his special qualities and examples, I feel very inadequate to say anything of any meaning.
Ashramana should come here.
The two words that I have to say really are thank you from the bottom of my heart. I've known many people in my life. I know great many people here. And I have to say that I've never had a relationship with anybody who has made me feel so loved and accepted, so much affection, protection, and guidance, despite the fact of my innumerable bad qualities. I think you must all feel the same way, to some extent, and that's why you're here. So, Jai Guru Dev, two words, and thank you very much.
I request Ashram Maharaj, he should speak something. Because we have come here, we are assembled here. Why? For this. Why we are assembled here? Or anything? Hari Katha.
Om Jnanatilandasya Chakshuyam Jnanam Tasma Shrim Vanchakapaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gopakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So before speaking first, I'd like to offer the most respectful obeisances thousands and thousands of times. Unto the Lotus Feet of my Divine Teacher Guru, Nityananda Vishnu, Vishnu Bhadastha, Parashat Krishna, Srila Gaura Govinda Goswami Maharaj.
Similarly, I'd like to offer my most respectful obeisances, thousands and thousands of times again, unto the majesty of my divine Shiksha and Sannyasa Guru, Om Vishnu Padhasta, Prasadha Shiksha, Srila Bhakti, and Narayana Vasa Maharaj. And similarly, my most respectful obeisances, in the times of the majesty of my Guru's Nitya Lila, Krishna Vishnu Padhasta, Prasadha Shiksha, Srila Vasa Bhakti, Narayana Vasa Maharaj, Srila Bhakti, Narayana Vasa and literally love the wisdom of the and all separation is that each of us. So just very briefly, Srila Narayana Maharaj has asked me to speak on the purpose of our gathering here today. Just for the last 5-6 days we've been in Burma, and Srila Narayana Maharaj, he has led most wonderful discourses on discussion of Krishna, his pastimes in Vrindavan, and his pastimes in Dwarka. And these discussions, when spoken by realized souls, as we've had the very good fortune to hear over the last week, these are the real remedy for all problems in the world. Just driving into London, we feel the energy in big metropolis, and people are swarming like bees after their different types of sense gratification. But actually, it is just like a hell. The place is just like a hell. And the people, they have no good fortune. But what is their good fortune? If one comes in contact with real sadhana, then for them, the good fortune arises. So many people, they're performing so many activities. They're even performing so much philanthropic work. But all of this, ultimately, is not going to get them any benefit. And though they may go to heavenly planets or achieve some temporary good fortune for it, but then again, they have to come down and suffer the result of being entrapped in this material existence. But how good fortune arises. Bhakti to Bhagavat Bhakti Sangeva Parijayate. Satsanga Prapati Visukhiti Puma Satchitayate. That only by achieving bhakti. And how bhakti comes? Bhakti comes by association with satsang, with a pure devotee. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapiladev, he's explained to his mother, Satam prasandam mahaveya samvido bhavati vipkana rasayana kata tatyosana asu apavada bhakini shadha rati bhakti anukramisati. That satam prasandam, that one who is very fortunate, then they're able to get prasandam, very intimate association with a sadhana. One who is on the transcendental platform, beyond the three modes of material nature. Satam prasandam. Mama be your sangha. And that sangha is very, very powerful. We see so much energy is being pumped into London and big major metropolises around the world. But here we have in our midst an elderly gentleman in his 80s traveling around and apparently dependent on so many facilities. But actually, according to Lord Kapila, Satyam prasandam mama deya samhita, that as his potency is thousands more powerful than all these metropolises put together. Though so much energy, so millions and millions of pounds are being utilized for the enjoyment, but still, in our midst, is a personality who can change the whole situation. So, and how does he change? By a display of great mystic power or potency? No. It says by rasayana kata, by very, very sweet harikata. That sweet harikata which goes into the heart and it melts the heart of even one who is very stone-like. But that sweet harikata also is imbued with great, great potency. So the whole purpose of personalities like Srila Bhakti Narayan Maharaj, and also our Paramguru, Nityalila Krishna Vishnu Padasta Krishna Shishma, Srila A.C. Bhakti Narayan Swami Srila Prabhupada, is in traversing the world, is to give this sweet Harikatha and to make people in this material world who are unfortunate to make them fortunate. Actually, everyone in this material world without sadhusanga is most unfortunate. Because without that sadhusanga, then one has to keep on going within the cycle of birth and death again and again and again and again. And they have to keep on chewing the chew. Many times, Srila Maharaj gives the example of a dog. And the dog had a dry bone. And the dog was chewing on this bone. And chewing and chewing. And then some other dogs, they just pounced on this one dog and just started eating at him and biting his neck, biting his rear, biting his legs, and just chewing him to bits. And then that dog just let the bone go and just kind of very meekly went cowered off to a corner. And the other dogs kept on fighting for that dry bone. So the enjoyment within places like London, New York, Paris, wherever you go, it's like that dry bone. It's been chewed at for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. But it presented so much glitter, and people are going for it. But you have that sadhu who knows everything. He knows the temporary nature of material enjoyment. He knows that material enjoyment, it gives so much suffering. And he knows that the glitter is definitely not gold. And he comes, and he points us to another direction that, oh, that actually your real home is there in the Goloka Vrindavan. Your real home is in Braj. And he's coming from that land, and he's mercifully coming here to take us back there. So we're very fortunate that such personalities like our Srila Prabhupada and also Srila Bhakti Dr. Maharaj, that they're coming and they continue to come to just give us this real sweet nectar which really satisfies the soul. So I will not continue to speak anymore, but I would just like to thank very much Srila Narayan Maharaj for going through all of this austerity. One time he was asked in Birmingham, so why are you doing this? And he said, oh, I'm doing this, is my duty, leaving Vrindavan. But I dare say that it is not just because of duty, it is because his heart is overpouring with love. And because of that, regardless what anybody says, he's still coming again and again to give us this very merciful Harikatha and to give us eligibility to enter into Braj. So we just like to thank you very much for coming again and again and to please always remember us.
Can I request, oh, Panditji has come and he can recite some prayers of Krishna. You, Panditji? Yes, yes. Yeah. I thought that you met me before and you recited some Sanskrit shloka. Not that? No. Anyhow, my thanks to you to come. Huh? Sing? Oh, so you should come here. You can sing one song of Krishna or Radha or Mahaprabhu. You want to take?
Just happy
now. Not the use of. Give him.
No, we
কুছ কথা বলবো তোমাকে সংক্ষেপে দেব কুছ হরি সাধারণ ভাব ভজন সাধন থাক আটটা সাড়ে আটটা পর্যন্ত সকলে একটু বল
He is coming and every year walking good one. So what is he? We see Srila Prabhupada, he made foundation. Primary street, everybody, they are chanting Harinam, and they are taking Harinam. They are coming slowly, slowly. But Gurudev made, our Gurudev making Bhakti Mahal, means building of Bhakti. How can possible how become Bhakti? Pure devotional love, pure Bhakti. Gurudev wants everybody will be happy. Everybody will be pure devotee. So many, many rishis, many, many sadhu, they are coming. We see Atri, Chavan, Vasishtha, Gautam, Hari, Parasar, Vyas, Narada, so many persons coming before previous time. But in this time, so great person is, he is traveling in Ram. And every year giving message, please, everybody, they will be happy. When they left selfish desire, selfish mood, when of her whole life to not see Krishna, that will be happy. Otherwise, we have material desire, material happiness, then always we are unhappy. We further go to see Krishna. Bhayam dhitiya alimine satasya ishar apitasya viparjaya smriti. When we follow Lord Sri Krishna, then we are coming in this world, and every year we are walking. Sometimes we are going water creatures, sometimes we are coming animal, birds, trees, creepers, so many, many things. But we have most fortune, so in this time we are coming in this human being. So Lord Sri Krishna gave our full knowledge, mind, all sense, all full body, house, money, and everything, all family, all happiness he gave. But in this time, we are very lucky, not only family injured, if we are trying for Lord Sri Krishna. Who is Lord Sri Krishna? Who is? So, who is eternal soul? Who am I? Where from now? Where will you go? Who is thinking? Who has culture? Culture are many best person, good person. No have culture, then like animal life. Where have culture? They are great person. But so many person culture, so many cultures have here. But our Gurudev gave it. So pure culture, what is the theory of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, our holy books, what wrote this pure message? So chanting this message and taking bata gave him everybody. So please, we should take this bata, that will be happy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this time. He gave message. In Srimad Bhagavatam, they are told, Tattva sudustaya sure sita rajya lakshmi dharmishya alta vachasa jadadrava randam mayam mrigam daite sita manda bhava bandhe maha purushate charanava bindam. Who is taking sannyasasana? Who left his family, his house, and to take sannyasasana? And every year he was mayam mrigam daite sita manda. Oh my dear, where are you going? In this heavenly life, they have only desert area. No water, no food. They will be dying. Don't go in desert area. You should come, my dear. I am giving pure love, pure happiness. This message. So we are getting everywhere. So we are very lucky. In this time, in this Kali Yuga is golden, a golden Yuga. Where so many persons, they are coming in this Kali Yuga, Sapta Treta Dapar Kali, four Yugas. But other Yuga's people, they are coming in this Kali Yuga, who is a great person, they worship Lord Sri Krishna. They are chanting Harina. They worship him, Lord Sri Krishna. They are serving Guru Vaishnava and Lord Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Then they are going to Golok Vrindavan. So in this time, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu Pura, Bhavishya Pura, and other Shastra, every year they are saying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming in this Kali Yuga and he is staying 125,000 years. He is staying here in this Kali Yuga. So everybody here chanting Harinam. All religion coming in this Sanatana religion. And everybody here chanting Harinam. They are taking shelter to Srimad Bhagavatam and Guru Vaishnava. Then they will be happy.
Yes, Master. Thank you.
Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak something. I think everybody has come to hear from Gurudev. So, the Gurudev ordered me. So, I request you all, Vaishnava and Vaishnavis, please bless me, then I can fulfill Gurudev's desire. As before, you have heard from Gurudev in England and other places that today also we heard that old Bhakti Siddhanta Sakutakur Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ji,
came in this Western world and preached the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in his pranam mantra, namaste Saraswati Devai Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine. Prior of this, we have heard from Vaishnavas, the pranam mantra of Sri Saraswati Thakur, namaste Gauravani Srimurtaye Dinatarine, Sri Rupanuga Viruddhava Siddhanta Dhantaharine. In two places, we have seen Gauravani. And Srila Rupa Saipad, Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale. Also, Rupa Sami incarnated in this world to establish the Gauravani. So, it seems to all that after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all our preceptors lying Guru Parampara, Acharyas, they came to establish Gauravani. What is that Gauravani? We have to know. We have to know about clear conception about Gauravani. And Gurudev came also in this world to preach this Gauravani. We have heard from Gurudev in Florida and other places. What is Gauravani? Srila Chakravarti Thakur has compiled one slope about Gauravani. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other also. So I don't want to take so much time. So I only discuss a little bit only. What is that Gauravani? Aradho Bhagavane Vrajesa Tanaya Sraddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachisupasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Jatalipita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor Matanidam Tatra Garona Paraha. Who is God? Who is Supreme Personality Godhead? Then we have to surrender ourselves the lotus feet of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat says, Ete Chansa Kala Punsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sayam. Sri Ramchandra, Sri Nisimha Dev, Sri Kalki, all other incarnation of God, they are God, no doubt. But who is Supreme Personality Godhead? Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sayam. Brajananandana Samsundari Sam Bhagavan. So Chakravarti Thakur is explaining here what Aradhya Bhagavan, that Krishna is our supreme worshipful deity. Who is that? Brajananandan, Sam Sundar, Radha Kanta. Not only that, Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam, his eternal abode is Vrindavan Dham. Krishna is our worshipful. Similarly, Vrindavan Dham also worshipful like Krishna. Who lives in there? All Brajavasis live in Vrindavan. So, there are so many Brajavasis, like especially friends and parents and gopis. To whom I shall follow? To whom we shall follow? To get their best mercy. So Chakravarti Thakur explained, Ramma Kachi Upasana Brajavadhu Vargiyena Jakalpita. Brajavadhu means Braj Gopis who serve Krishna in Paramore mood. So Srimad Mahaprabhu came in this world to donate this thing. Being Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna, he wants to test something and want to donate something. He wants to test the essence of Prem-Ras. Prem-Ras Nirjas Korite Asadhan and Rag-Marga Bhakti Loke Korite Pracharan. He came to test the essence of Prem-Ras and to donate Rag-Marga. Here, Chakravarti is telling, Brajavadhu Vargenaja Kalpita. The Brajavadhu is the self Krishna in Paramore mood. We have to achieve that mood. For that we have to follow something, some way, that is called Rag Marga. Is it proved by some scriptures? Because Srimad Mahaprabhu has told Ramananda Roy, Sarvatra Pramandine Puran Bachane, you must give evidence from scriptures.
So Chakravarti Thakur explained, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Srimad Bhagavat is the spotless foolproof to support the bhajan pranali, the system of bhajan of Brajagopis in Srimad Bhagavatam. So to follow Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can understand how to do bhajan of Krishna in mood of Brajavasi, especially the Brajavadu Parivinaya Kalpita. So for this Srimad Bhagavat is spotless proof, and we must respect this opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have no respect for other opinion other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, Srimad Mahaprabhu means Srimad Mahaprabhu and his followers and his associates. And other places also, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained also about Gauravani. I don't want to take more time because all are waiting for Gurudev's lecture, so I am finishing here. If anything wrong, please excuse me. If anything improved, which I have heard from Gurudev, all credits will go to Gurudev's lotus feet.
তুমিও দু চারটি কথা বলে দাও, বেশি সময় নিয়ে দু এক মিনিট।
Without the consciousness of Mahat, Shuddha Bhakti is very far away. The attachment of the material thing is very difficult to give up. So, need the mercy of Mahat, who is a great person, that's called Sadhu. Brahmanda Bhagavanji, Guru Krishna, Prabhupada, Bhakti Dadavi, Maihaya Sendi, Kare Arapar, Savan Kirtana Jali, Bhagavad Sacha. Many entities, innumerable entities, they are only in the circle of death and birth. But only few, they are come in the contract of Guru and Krishna. And by the presence mercy of Guru and Krishna, and they accept Shuddha Bhakti. And they, Shuddha Bhakti is coming in their heart. But Bhakti Lata, intelligent. But queen is Vacha, that is Sadhu. If Sadhu not coming, not glorify about pastimes of Krishna, so how you Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion, service, increasing your heart. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana is Rupa Goswami Pad, Savan Kirtan Jali, Karma Shecham. Savan Kirtan, this is actually called Vacha. So, Guru Vaishnava, they are coming in this world and she also giving her Vacha, Shuddha Bhakti. And describing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Without hearing the pastimes of Krishna, how Shuddha Bhakti manifests in your heart? Tatva Siddhanta and also Rasa Siddhanta. This is named. Tatva Siddhanta is called the foundation of Shuddha Bhakti, and Rasa Siddhanta is called the big palace. So Chaitanya Chaitanya Krishnadas Kaviraj explained, Siddhanta Vaya Chitta Laiti Nakara Alas Jahaite Krishna Nali Sudhira Manas. Don't be able to a lady to enter in Siddhanta. Siddhanta is the foundation of our Siddha Bhakti. And enter in Siddha Bhakti, what is called Siddha Bhakti? Gurudev in his class, very nicely, he explained in Halal, Anadhyasana Sunan Gayana Karmajana Pradam, Anupullina Krishnanu Sunanam, Bhaktira Uttama. Prabhu Goswami Pad explained this day in Bhaktira Samanta Sindhu Bindu. And when Bhakti manifests in the heart of the devotee, that time how one by one the lid manifests in the heart of the devotee. Blessed is Suvada, Moksha Lovada, Kri, Sudur Lava, and Krishna. So, this is the our Shuddha Bhakti. So, I will not take so much time. I also pray to lotus feet of all gurus and Vaishnava, and they give me blessing. I praise all world and serve the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnava.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. I'm very happy that so many Vaishnavas are speaking Harikatha so sweet. Same thing, but in different color of bottles. Same thing. Also, I am happy that they have glorified my Shiksha Guru too, Ong Vishnu Pashi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I have told so many things in my classes everywhere. I told so many Siddhanta established truths, Prahlad Charitra and other things. In America, here and there. But here in Birmingham, in the connection of court festival, I took this subject explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, high class of love of gopis. And I think this is the message of our whole Guru Parampara. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is Gauravani really. I want to say something that, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. He is the full ocean. He is the tree of rush and everything. Kalpataru.
Desire tree
of bhakti. He is also a gardener and also a full tree and also he is the giver of that fruits and also enjoyer of the fruit. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been shown. You know that this Madhavendra Puri Pass is the root cause, like Ankur,
a sprout
of this tree. And then Ishwar Paripat came. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became trunk of this tree. And so many personalities were there. Mahaprabhu is telling, I am alone. Oh, I cannot
distribute.
Pluck these fruits from the tree, sweet. And I cannot eat so much. Oh, I want that so many persons, devotees should come and share me. And in whole world, this sweet fruit should be distributed. I alone cannot do. And then Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Bakreshwar Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Jagadananda, all his associates of Braja who were in the shape of male at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes, they joined Mahaprabhu mission. And Mahaprabhu told, but Bharat Bhumi te manushya janma haila jar janma sarthak kari kara upakar. I want that you should share in my this thing, business. Oh, alone I cannot give it here and there in whole world. So those who have taken birth in Bharata, especially in Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, and especially in Vrindavan, they are so much fortunate. So I want that you should come forward and here and there you should distribute. He sent Nityananda Prabhu Advaita Acharya to Gaurdesh. He sent Rup Sanatan and all the Goswami, and before him he sent Bhugarbha Goswami Loknath Prabhu, and he sent his one disciple of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Brihaspati,
Madhusudan Vishvachaspati,
in Varanasi. And he himself went throughout whole India. And I think that for this, he sent his dear one, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, to Western countries to distribute these things. So Mahaprabhu is telling that those who have taken birth in India, especially in Vrindavan and all localities, they are most fortunate. But also, the devotees in Western countries who helped and helping Swamiji in distributing this fruit of what? Rash, bhakti rash. Oh, certainly, they are serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to tell you this thing, that I want to give something to others. And if anyone is helping, I should be happy. Understand my this view? That Mahaprabhu Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he was giving this fruit to whole world, ordered by his Gurudev. By this, his Gurudev was surely so much happy. Our Guru Parampara is happy. And if anyone is helping in this, distributing this fruit, sweet fruit, Swami, you will be very happy. But now what is going on? What is going on? Mahaprabhu came to distribute this love and affection of Radhika, highest thing. And if anyone is helping Swamiji, following his order, and if so many are against this, they are unhappy, that what is this meaning? Its meaning is that in Indian lamps, you know, Indian lamps, everywhere is light, but on the bottom,
darkness.
I see there. What Swamiji was doing, my Shiksha Guru, if I am doing same, preaching, giving this fruit to all others, then all should be happy. Why quarreling ourselves? This is not all an affection. Why there is a struggle between Ritviks? Who are Ritviks? Who are Guru, Acharya? So many. Why there is friction? If you are giving the message of love and affection to all, and why you are quarreling yourself? It means that you don't know what is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or your Gurudev. By this, your Gurudev cannot be satisfied. We should always know that there was no quarrel, there was no dispute among Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Raghunath Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Loknath Goswami and others for disciples. Disciples are not our property. They are property of Krishna. So if you are helping each other and all the devotees to be very strong devotee, it is a very good thing. We should be happy for this. But even we are quarreling, it means that we don't want that love and affection. We want money. We want some property. And that is why in the name of distributing love and affection, we are not doing so, and we are quarreling and disputing always. We should know that we are in one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Western country, though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come, but his dear one has come. Why we are not thinking that we are one family of our Gurudev? Why not? And if I am accepting him, my Siksha Guru, and my what? Younger
brother.
Younger brother. Why younger brother? I took first sannyas. And I requested him, and then he took sannyas. So he is, in this way, he is somewhat junior in this. I'm very lucky to tell these things. But really, he is my Siksha Guru. He is the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, one of the jewel, God brother of my Gurudev. So I respect him so much. I always wanted to help him. Still I always want to help him. To his disciples all. They should not quarrel. They should think that we are in one family. At least you who are here, you should always think. And give my this message to all, mission. Message to all. That we should not quarrel. We should be in one group. And try to be, to do love and affection to others. And to help others. If anyone is helping my disciples, and they, now by their help, if they are developing, oh, I should be very happy. Very much. I will think that, I cannot do anything but this person. Out of mercy, he is helping my devotees. Oh, he is my real bandhu. But why all are not thinking like that? So if this idea will not come, our preaching will be stopped. We cannot help anyone. As nowadays it is going everywhere. So much quarrels in Calcutta, so much quarreling in Bangalore, so much quarreling in Vrindavan, also in every country. So this is not the message of their guru. So, I want that this should be all stupid and nonsense things should be stopped. We should try to behave with love and respect to all. This is Vaishnava etiquette. If this ground
platform
of bhakti, we cannot achieve, then how we can do chant? So our chanting is like bogus. So, charity begins from home. We should try to realize all this. To you, my request is that try to always respect Vaishnava. Don't think that we and anyone are separate. If the disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and the disciples of any God, his God brothers, and they are perfect, and if they will go to Golok Vrindavan, will be there any difference between them? Nothing. So we should try to realize. I have come to remind you that always you should be very strong. In this world, so many problems are there. It may be that so many responsibility may be there. But your first and
primary.
No. Last.
Topmost.
Topmost. Oh, responsibility. What is? That you have left and forgotten your beloved Krishna. This is first responsibility. And other responsibility due to forgetting him. All this responsibility and problems are coming. If that will be solved, all the problems will be very easily solved. Don't be disturbed. Try to keep your feet on the heads of problems. Try to smile in the time of suffering. You can learn from Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, and then you will be qualified to in this process of bhakti, otherwise not. Otherwise, oh, Vaishnava has given some lola in your hands. Lola, you know?
Toy.
Playing tall.
Puppet.
Puppet, like a puppet.
Teddy bear.
This is not bhakti. So first realize these things. Even a nishtha is coming in any devotees, oh, then he will be like Haridas Thakur and tell what? Khanda khanda hoi jaya deha pran. Tamami padane na chadi hai. Try to learn this. If anyone is making us in thousands and thousands of pieces of our body, any problem may come. If death is coming, I am going to embrace. But I will not give up my chanting. Gradually I will develop in my chanting, hearing Harikatha. This is my first responsibility in my life. And that is why you are not doing this, you are unhappy. And you will be more and more unhappy. Now old is very running, coming to embrace you, and you cannot say. Try to know this. From this world, what you have collected or what you are going to collect will not help in your happiness. Never and never. Try to realize this. This is the message of our Guru Bhargava, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and our disciple, Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Himself. So try to realize all these things. So Gita. Now, first it was Gita as it is, but now supplement has more come to express the, explain what he has written in first book, and this is second book. So both are one. My all the books are not different from his any book. Yes, so try to realize. Same thing containing. Now it is quarter past eight. I want to remind you again. Don't be weak. Don't think that I am alone. You cannot be alone. If you want to be alone, but you cannot. How you can remove your sakshi?
Witness
here, Paramatma, how you can? And where there is, Prabhu is there, his
Sevak, servant,
Gurudev is also there. So don't think that we are alone or weak. Never and never. When any problems comes, especially lust and anger comes, you should try to control. You should weeping and heart melting, you should pray to your Gurudev and Krishna Radha Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Swarup Damodar. They will come and help at once. You should try to read the books Gita, Bhagavat, Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita, the books of Rupa Goswami and others. In a such a way that as if they are instructing us. Not like a book, but like your Siksha Guru, your Guru. And then you will realize all these things. So maintaining your life, anyhow, you should chant and remember and do devotional services. This is the Gaur Bani, and we should try to practice all these things. Gaur Premanande. Especially I want to give my heartly blessings and dhanyabad.
Thank you.
Thanks to Ashtasakhi, his friends, her friends, Anandini, and what?
Samrani
Devi. Those who have managed here. To remind Swamiji here that he came and he gave classes here. I'm very happy. So my heartly blessings to them. And I think that all the devotees from Holland, here and there, they who were in Birmingham, all are here. So nothing to tell any new thing. Oh, the old thing in new bottles are that we are giving. Gaur Premanande.